Right now it is time for us to check sports here on The Breakfast Club. And this weekend on the NFL Network on ESPN, the story broke that Tom Brady was going to retire. Blah, 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 went on all weekend long. Well, Tom Brady has now broken his silence on the report after 7 Super Bowl titles, probably regarded as the greatest of all time. No doubt about the greatest quarterback of all time in the NFL. He is definitely the GOAT there. And as a general player, he's right up there at the top. You got to put him in the top 3 or 4 players ever to play the game. Well, he said he's still going through the process. I said I was going to go through. He was on the Let's Go podcast, and he was talking about this. Quote, "It was still a good week for me. I'm still going through the process I said I was going through. Sometimes it takes some time to really evaluate how you feel, what you want to do. I think when the time is right, I'll be ready to make a decision one way or another, like I said last week." He was asked whether he was surprised when the report came out. Quote, "There's always a good line that I'm responsible for what I say and do and not responsible for what others say and do. Again, one thing I've learned about sports is you can control what you control, and what you can't control, you leave to others," end quote. He went on to say, quote, "We're in such an era of information and people want to be in front of the news often, and I totally understand and understand that's the environment we're in. But I think for me, it's just literally day to day with me. I'm trying to do the best I can every day and evaluate things as they come and try to make great decisions for me and my family." He also went on to say he was sorry that the news reports overshadowed championship weekend. It did in the beginning, but those 2 games definitely brought back they were just great games. So the championship weekend was saved by just some amazing football games that were fun to watch. And now we've got 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. So there we go, 2 weeks until the Super Bowl. And let's not leave Odell Beckham Jr. out of the conversation. He says he's happier with the Rams. Everything here is done right. He's a 29-year-old superstar receiver that we here in New York know. He hauled in 9 receptions for 113 yards, helping the Rams to that victory over San Francisco. He's going to be playing in his first Super Bowl, where the Rams take on Cincinnati on February 13th. He was asked to elaborate why he's in such a good fit with the Rams, and a response may have offended New York Giants and Cleveland Browns fans, especially since both organizations can't seem to get it right. Quote, "Everything here is done right," end quote. So I'm glad for him. I'm sorry. I always liked Odell. Some of his antics I didn't like, but then again, he never was really a bad seed. And I'm glad that he's getting his chance to play in the Super Bowl. Because he wasn't going to get his chance with the Giants, and he wasn't going to get his chance with Cleveland. So I'm glad for him. All right, in basketball last night in the NBA, the Knicks downed the Kings 116-96. The Celtics over the Miami Heat 122-92. Coming up today in the NBA, local teams that will see action. The Nets will take on the Suns at 10 p.m., tomorrow in the NBA, the Celtics take on the Hornets at 7:30. The Nets take on the Kings. All right, let's move on to hockey, the National Hockey League, and results from yesterday's action. In yesterday's games, the Devils lost to the Maple Leaf 6-4. Coming up today, the Panthers and Rangers tangle at 7. The Devils take on the Maple Leafs at 7. The Bruins take on the Kraken at 7. And tomorrow in the National Hockey League, no local teams are in action. All right. So that is a quick check on sports. And like I said, I am not going to begrudge anything to Odell Beckham. He gets what he deserves. He deserves to be in the Super Bowl. I'm glad for him. And as a matter of fact, It's going to be a fun game because I'm going to root for Odell and I'm going to root for Joe Burrows. They are both having an amazing end of year, and both teams were not expected to be here really at the end of the year. Maybe the Rams, but not Cincinnati. So looking forward to the Super Bowl in a little under 2 weeks.